Hello and welcome back to another episode of Sundays with Suzanne. I'm Suzanne Elizabeth Anderson, and it's July 9th, 2023. And I guess this makes it official. Last week I went to the DMV in Sparta, North Carolina, and I obtained my North Carolina driver's license. And then I headed over to the Department of Transportation, and I paid a rather hefty bill and got my license plate. The hefty bill was for registering my car. And I believe this is the final item on the checklist, which makes me a full-time resident in the beautiful state of North Carolina. When I drove into Sparta 4 months ago, I never once left a two-lane highway or passed more than four cars the entire 20-minute drive from Sparta to my home in Piney Creek. I was truly living in a rural area for the first time in my life. And honestly, I was a little intimidated. All my life, I have lived in a series of towns that were attraction centers, like my hometown of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, my college town of Ann Arbor, Michigan, my career home of New York City, my most recent home of Breckenridge, Colorado. The other evening, I was sitting at a picnic table under a pavilion next to the whitewash building that was built in the late 1800s and was once the primitive Baptist church with separate entrances for men and women and is now owned by the Piney Creek Gardening Club. I was there with my friend Anne for my first garden club meeting. Since the meeting coincided with dinner time, two of the ladies had grilled hot dogs, which I learned are eaten with coleslaw on the hot dog. And it's a really delicious combination. We ate at the picnic tables, and during our dinner conversation before the meeting began, I asked the charming woman sitting next to me how things had changed in the 30 years she'd lived there. She smiled and softly chuckled and said, "Not at all." The people I have met here are kind and thoughtful. It seems they value relationships and the beauty of the green rolling hills that surround us. I get the feeling that people here know this is a very special place. Oh, I know, it's a matter of timing. I have met people who resent being here. They say it's too quiet for their taste, too far from their doctors, from restaurants, from shopping. These are very valid reasons for those who need those things in their lives. But here's what I can say after 4 months. I feel like the luckiest girl in the world. I'll have a better sense of rural life after I've lived here for a longer period of time, of course. I want to experience all four seasons. And then, of course, I need to give myself a couple of years to put down roots in the community and grow some real solid friendships. And then I want some years for reading and writing and discussing books with the book club at church and watching the tree that I'll be planting in the autumn. It's going to be a Coosa dogwood. And the job I hope to have at the school in Sparta. So I imagine I'll stay here because I believe this place suits me and I'd like to see how it goes. So this audio newsletter is based on a written essay that I publish every week at my Substack newsletter at SuzanneElizabethAnderson.substack.com. And I hope that you might go over there after listening to this and subscribe to my newsletter. You can subscribe for free, or if you'd like, you can subscribe for $5 a month, or you can do an annual subscription, whatever you wish. On Sundays, when I do this audio newsletter, I also add a recipe and a book recommendation. So I publish twice a week, the written essay on Wednesdays, and then this audio newsletter and recipe and book recommendation on Sundays. So thank you so much. And if you enjoy this, please share and recommend and leave a rating if you so choose. Thank you. Have a great week. And wherever you are and whatever you're doing, God bless you. Thank you. Bye-bye.